Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, my name is Professor Mahmoud Al-Zawadi in Arabic, a sociologist from Tunisia, about social thinking in the Muslim world. And I have done studies on Islamic sociology and on cultural things which can unite the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim community. But of course, I mean, we have one common thing which unites us practically, automatically, is the religion of Islam. Now, the religion of Islam, of course, has a number of values. I mean, one of them is all humans are equal, regardless of their color, of the language they speak, or the country they live in. And one other thing is very important, I think, is that Islam, as a religion, has given priority to knowledge and science. And let me maybe treat you with one example here. Because the first ayah, the first word revealed to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, was Iqra. That the first word which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam received is about science and learning. Why? Because the most important thing which distinguishes humans from the rest is science and knowledge. And we know that nation in the past and in the present and in the future, they will advance, okay, only when they have the flame of knowledge and science. That Muslim civilization has a good record in terms of the establishment in science and knowledge. When scholars from Ibn Khaldun to Ibn Sina to Nursi, etc., had faith in their own culture, and they said, yes, we are a human and we can produce science on a high level. So in that sense, it's very important psychological kit, as we say, in the sense to have faith, because many of us have been colonized either directly, like in Tunisia, my country, or indirectly, maybe in other countries, like in a situation in another country. But, I mean, you know, colonization has to be put to an end. We are humans, and we can do our own work properly in our own society and advance and share our advancement with the other people of the world. Because, as I said, Islam doesn't make the distinction between nations because of their color, etc., etc. Well, I mean, there is even now union in the sense of people responses. Okay. Turkey and Tunisia are not united, all right? But of course, when you hear an accident happen to Tunisia as a country, you as Muslim, you have a reaction. And the same thing is true, I mean, for Tunisian. United in the sense what? In the sense that they sympathize more with those who share with them certain values. Like, give you an example. When the revolution took place in Tunisia, all right, now the people in the Middle East, Muslims, in their majority, they responded, okay, and they responded in practice. They didn't respond in France or in Russia. They responded by making other revolution in the Middle East, Egypt, Syria now, and Yemen, and the Arab Spring, and of course Libya. Why? Because, I mean, in the Arab country, okay, that we share two things, religion and language. And therefore, we, I mean, I call the Arab Spring is like a sympathy with one another, even in making revolution. That means the Egyptian, they wanted to be like us because of the Islamic values we share and the Arabic language and culture. And therefore, here is also we make a revolution like you. So in that sense, there is a potential already unity there because, I mean, I don't know you, and you know you don't know me, but because we share these things, this is a basis for unity. Of course, it may be a formal unity later on, okay, but for the time being, as long as we share certain basic Islamic values and cultural values, then we have a potential unity. Because let's see, I mean, I could give you another example, like, for instance, we sympathize with the people who are in Kashmir, right? And those who are in Chechnya. Yeah. And those who are in, in Bosnia. Okay, why I sympathize? Because they share with me Islamic value in this case. All right, so in a sense, therefore, as long as we keep the value, and here Islamic value, then we have a unity. Okay, of course, it's not a complete unity, but is a good potential for unity and for trying to help others if they need help. The leadership is, appropriate. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the sense, appropriate within this framework we are talking about. Because if there is unity between Islamic nation, mm-hmm. and Turkey is one of the biggest Islamic country, so it should be inserted, all right, into the Middle East framework. Because here we have a majority of the Middle East are Muslims. All right, so maybe Turkey before was a deviant country because she went out and left the Middle East, okay, and you know, try to be more westernized or to go to Europe. But its cultural framework is more in the Middle East.